Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's a McCartney and Wings weekend. Who could have scripted that? Sir Paul tonight at KeyBank Center.
Is that how he does it? He does the wings like the W with his fingers?
And Detroit tomorrow for Buffalo. Some of us will be there.
Get a win for the Wings. How about that? Against the Wings.
Thank you. Thank you. Lot to unpack, and the Sabres are still in this road rut, unfortunately, despite, you know, tough start, clawing their way out of it, being even with Colorado, but only for a minute and a half last night. This is a very, very difficult time for this depleted, to a certain extent, group that is 0-7 in road games this year. 6-3 was the final last night as Colorado extends their point streak to 9 overall. Home, they've been near perfect. And I'm sure when we talk to Shayna Goldman later in the show, like it's going to be impossible not to throw a few more bouquets at just how good this Avalanche team is right now. But our focus, it's Sabres Live. And yes, there are moments where you nail it down and you look better and stronger. But Marty, it's the gaps and the challenges early in games or late in games that have to be smoothed out and eliminated here.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'll start with some of the positive. Like we talked about puck possession in the offensive zone. The Sabres had more puck possession time in the offensive zone than Colorado. Tage Thompson ended up with almost 30 seconds of puck possession time, which the day before against Utah, it was like in the low 20 seconds. And 8 to 10 seconds of puck possession in the offensive zone for one player makes a big difference. Okay, so the negative is, okay, you spend more time in the offensive zone, but the quality of possession time in the offensive zone. So out of the top 4 Sabres player to have had the puck most in the offensive zone, you have 3 defensemen, Samuelson, Power, and Byram, along with Thompson, right? So you look at Colorado, well, it's MacKinnon. Yes, Makar is there, but it's Brindley, it's Natchez, it's Drury, it's Landeskog, it's Nelson. It's like, it's forwards for Colorado that have the puck in the offensive zone, that are around the net, that are trying to create. For Buffalo, it's defensemen that have the puck. Why? Because you're basically playing at the blue line. Right. And but you're playing 70 feet away from the net, not 15 to 20 feet away from the net. So, you know, that's a positive. You have the puck in the zone more. The negative is it's not really the guys that are in and around the net that have the puck. There's a positive. I thought Tage looked faster, played better. And obviously had a power play goal, something that the power play, and we haven't seen power play success in a long time. The negative is, okay, well, you're going to need to rely so much on your top six to be able to get going. But then you ended up getting Jordan Greenway a goal. And, you know, you ended up getting Bo Byram getting a goal. So you're like, oh, well, we're getting the depth, but you're giving up way too much. Mm-hmm. You know, the game that started this, Duffer, was the 3-0 loss to St. Louis. Like, when you think about it, I mean, there was overtime loss and there was some struggles, but you're getting points and it felt better. That loss to St. Louis, to me, was one of those games where St. Louis was going nowhere. They had got spanked the night before. They scratched Jordan Kyrou. They had pulled Binnington. Like, it was, and it just didn't come together. And now you look at the last four games, you're giving up 5 goals a game on average. I get it, empty netters or whatever, but it's still like you got to get score 6 to win. I mean, that's hard to do.
It is, and Tage Thompson has to be the catalyst for driving the offense through the entire lineup, and last night was back in the middle and had this afterwards after the loss.
I felt like myself. I felt way better in the middle. I thought I was moving my feet really well. I thought... you know, for me, I like being in the middle. You can carry the puck and kind of dictate the pace of the game. And I feel like it just gets me involved in the play more. So being able to skate up the ice with the puck and make plays and find myself in pockets to shoot. So you know, I think that was, you know, for personally for me, a good step, but obviously not good enough.
There's two layers to this commentary from Tage, this comfort of him in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they are missing an awful lot of players.
Yes.
Many of whom play center. It's easy to understand how he could stay in that position right now, but how do they find a way, if it's best for him, to have him in the middle full-time again?
Well, I mean, it all has to be a conversation, right? When you, if you're Lindy Ruff and even Kevin Adams to a certain extent, and you're looking at your roster, you're talking to the players, and you get that kind of reaction from Tage Thompson after a game saying, I felt more like myself. I was moving my feet better. Now, there's two ways of looking at it. Okay, you moved your feet better. It doesn't matter if you're playing left wing, right wing, center, D, or whatever. Then get that same feeling of you moving your feet and get me that wherever you got to play. It doesn't matter if you're playing right wing or center or left wing or whatever. But there's also a... we need him. We need Tage Thompson to perform. We need him to drive the play. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like a parent, right? Sometimes you have to give hard love to your kids, but sometimes you also have to cater them to feel good about themselves and to get going. And then after that, maybe there's hard love coming. But so I almost feel like right now, because of the situation, it's almost like you got to cater to what Tage feels more comfortable with. And you saw it in the game, and, you know, he scores, makes it 3-3. You're thinking, wow, after a disastrous start where they gave up 2 goals and Lindy has to change goalies because he wants to lay into the team a little bit and talk to them, and they made it 3-3. Why? Because Tage was a big part of creating some offense and getting that power play goal.
So if fully healthy at some point, how could it look in your mind if Tage stays in the middle?
So if fully healthy, I'm including Benson, Norris, Kulik, Zucker. I don't see Tage being in the middle, and I don't think Tage would have a problem saying, hey, it was you, Norris, and Benson. That's how it was going to be, and you're going to find some chemistry, and it's going to be good. I don't think he has a problem with that, but I do think that Tage sees the writing on the wall when you put the lineup out there, and he says, I can help my team be the number one center if we don't have a number one center to be there. And look, if Norris isn't back, but Kulik sometime would be, like, I'm just saying hypothetical, then I would say maybe I'm keeping Tage in the middle, and I'm going Tage, McLeod, and Kulik as your 1-2-3 centers. If Norris is back, then I think it's easier to move Tage back to the wing, but play them together. That's almost the only scenario I would have Tage go back to the wing, is if Norris is back healthy and playing top line center and Tage is on that line.
You mentioned the St. Louis game. Lukanen played that one. He didn't like the second goal of the game that was scored against him in that one and what turned out to be a 3-0 loss with an empty netter from distance by the Blues. Last night, Lukanen unexpectedly came in after a 2-goal deficit early. As you said, the coach chose that moment to not use the timeout, but shake things up, get the team's attention, take Lyon out, not his fault, put Lukanen in it. How do you view Lukanen's performance all the way through from his start to his finish last night?
I always will continue to harp on consistency is your best ally as a goaltender. And I'm not just talking from game to game, I'm talking within the 60 minutes of a game. And that has been a bit of an issue with Lukanen. You go back to the Toronto game. They're up third period, right? And he whiffs on one with the glove and he says, I didn't like that goal. And I don't like that goal against St. Louis. And then you ask him the question about, well, you didn't ask him, but the question was asked about the 4-3 goal, the fourth goal by Colorado, the game-winning goal. And I didn't really like that goal. I'm like, okay, with that, the only consistency that's in these comments is there's always one goal that he doesn't like. Now, did he make a big save late in the second? That could have been 5-3 right there. He made a huge save. Mm-hmm. He made a big save on McKinnon on the power play. He's made some big saves. But it's the one that gets away. That one save you need to make that doesn't get done. And maybe that's still, for him, it's still early in the season. This is, but for the team, mm-hmm. like we're getting close to 20 games now. That would be a quarter of the season.
Yep.
It's not early in the season for the team. Like you want to get some wins. And this one, like, I didn't love this goal. It's just, you know, kind of clouding the whole situation, the whole performance.
Right. Here's Lindy and Lukanen.
To give them that opportunity right off the bat was a tough way to start the game. Taking the goalie out was to buy me some time to talk to the team for a second to get organized and say, you know, we can get back in this game, and I thought we did. I mean, you've got a backdoor tap in and a breakaway. That has nothing to do with your goal. And I told him that when I came off the ice, too. It was just to buy some time and shake the other guys up.
It's part of the job. That's why there's a backup goalie. You know, as a team, we didn't start good enough. And, you know, that's kind of a way to wake the team up. So part of the job, and you have to be ready for it. Kind of similar to second goal. Not happy about it. But other than that, I think it was a good game. As you said, it's not always easy kind of jumping on that, but I felt like I got the game, you know, flowing right away and, you know, felt good playing today.
Detroit is next. It happens tomorrow. Alex Lyon, a former Red Wing, but Colton Ellis, the only goaltender to have...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Beaten Detroit this year from Buffalo's standpoint. So of the three, who is likely to start tomorrow?
Well, you asked me in the postgame last night. It's kind of a, when there's three goalies, it's always the, well, what do you think is going to happen with the goalies moving forward? I would anticipate Luukkonen going in. So you had a three-game road trip. You started with Colton Ellis in Utah. You had Alex Lyon play, but he only played 6 minutes. So you're thinking, well, this was maybe a full game for Luukkonen. Do you put back? I think Luukkonen goes back in. And that's another thing. The question was asked to Luukkonen, like, you always have to be ready. I sat on the bench for over 500, maybe 600 NHL games as a backup goaltender. You always have to be ready. And it doesn't matter if it's 6 minutes in or with a minute left in the game. Like, there's always that situation where you have to be ready to go in and have to be ready to make a save or two. That's part of the business. And maybe for Luukkonen, it was a little easier because, it was 6 minutes into the game. Your body's still a little warm. You still have the warm-up that just happened. Like, you know, recently you saw some shots, so it eases the way to get into the game. Did I put another zzzz in that?
Mm-hmm. You must know the number of games that you were dressed for.
I don't.
Okay. Can you ask the league? Like, I mean, obviously it's over 1,000. You played over 500.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's got to be like another 600 or so. Like, I think I was
right. And this becomes a big number that we should always attach to you and your experience in the NHL. Seriously, like, this isn't a significant number, whether you got a silver stick or not.
I'm going to email NHL stats as we are done. Okay. And I will ask, how many games was I actually dressed for in the National Hockey League? How many games did I come in relief? That pretty easy because games played and games started are like separated in your stats.
On Hockey Reference, for sure. It's an easy lookup. Okay, Detroit is next. They won last night. What to expect?
Well, Detroit is flying.
They had just lost. They've lost 4 of 5.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying offensively, they got their wheels going. And they looked really good against Anaheim last night. Like, and it wasn't just the D's were active, point shots, screens. They were buzzing around the net. I look at the standings and I look at where the Atlantic Division is at right now. At one point, Detroit was in the top three. Now Boston, with their win streak, well, they lost one, but they had won 7 in a row before that. Kind of took over. I see Detroit as a pretty good team. And you saw that when we played Detroit in Buffalo, Colton Ellis had a really good game. The Sabres played well. They played quick. But you could see Detroit has a really good roster that they put together. Like, DeBrincat had 5 or 6 scoring chances in that game. Just couldn't find the back of the net, but he was all around it.
And Larkin's on pace for his best season ever in the NHL. And that's a huge, huge thing for Todd McClellan's team. Okay, we saw Nathan MacKinnon last night. He extended his point streak to 11 games, which is the longest active, trails only Nick Suzuki for longest in the NHL this year. Yeah. Suzuki's came to an end at 12. We are also going to see Connor McDavid on Monday when the Oilers come in. Might well see Zach Hyman with him too, because Hyman's expected to make his season debut this weekend for the Oilers against Carolina. McDavid or MacKinnon, one off. One game, you need to win. Who are you taking?
That is not the question.
On November 14th. Like, you have to win tomorrow.
On this day right now.
On this day right now.
One game, I will pick Nathan MacKinnon.
Me too.
That's not to say that if you ask me who is the best hockey player in the world, I would say Connor McDavid is and should probably be considered the best hockey player in the world. As long as he keep doing what he's been doing. Mm-hmm. But Nathan MacKinnon has now elevated his game to a whole other level. Even when he wasn't getting any points yesterday, and it wasn't until the 5-3 goal that he got his first assist of the match to be able to continue his point streak. His impact in the game, his involvement on the puck, his unpredictability with the puck, his speed of execution is at a level right now that nobody else in the National Hockey League can match. So I'm saying you got a game 7 in the Stanley Cup and we're overtime and it's 5 a.m. and we've gone through 6 OT and all of a sudden Gary Bettman says, new rule, 1-on-1.
Oh, gosh.
And it's McDavid against MacKinnon. I think Nathan MacKinnon would win at this moment right now.
MacKinnon has a cup. He has one heart. McDavid has three hearts. Who wins the heart between the two this year? Or someone else, I guess.
If I was voting right now, I would say Nathan MacKinnon. The separation between he and the rest of the league is
And by the way, McDavid is number 2 in scoring right now behind MacKinnon.
I know. He's caught up. He's caught up to the young kids, the Bedard, the Carlson, and the Celebrini, right? But if you were telling me vote right now, I've got my ballot. I'm voting. I would vote Nathan MacKinnon. And you know what else? If the players were voting for the Ted Lindsay Award, they would vote Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah,
at this moment.
I agree.
I think it would be a sweep. Now, a lot of time it gets half and half. Some media members like a certain style of players, and the players, they vote on somebody else. That would be a sweep, Nathan MacKinnon.
So McDavid comes to town on Monday. Let's look at what is ahead for Buffalo. It you know, they have to get this first road win out of the way tomorrow against Detroit and then try and stack them on home ice. It's Edmonton on Monday. It's Calgary on Wednesday. It's Chicago. Like, think of the star power here. We're going to see we're seeing McDavid and Bedard in a 5-day window here on home ice. And then next Sunday afternoon, like a week from this Sunday, it's Carolina again. Yeah. So this is like a huge homestand coming up. And obviously, great opportunity for you to get in the building. You can build out a 5-game pack right now. Enjoy savings on single game pricing, priority access to playoff ticks, flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit sabres.com/5. It is quite the road ahead here, Marty.
It is quite the road ahead. Look, Calgary played a very tight game against San Jose, and they dominated the San Jose Sharks, a team that has been going pretty well of late. So, Detroit, Oilers, Flames, Blackhawks, and then Carolina. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's 5 games right there. There's no easy games, and I get it. It's the NHL. There shouldn't be any easy games on any given night. But those are all very challenging because of, well, Detroit has a good, well-balanced team. The Oilers, it's McDavid, Draisaitl. Calgary's
mediocre,
maybe the low one. But then you got Connor Bedard, you got the Canes. Like, that's a challenging, 10, 12 days here for the Sabres.
Right, and after losing their first 3 in a row to start the season, Chicago has rattled off 8 wins, 3 regulation losses, and 3 overtime losses. So that's a lot of points over a 14-game stretch. And obviously, Connor Bedard has been the biggest reason why. So with all that being said, Sabres wings tomorrow. We're on with 6:30 pregame coverage. The Amerks have had a tough go here in the last week plus. Devon Levi not expected to start tonight. Topias Laininen expected to get the call as they open up 2 in a row on the road. They are in Hartford. And quickly on that, is that expected based on how you were saying, like, your focus was like Levi, practice, reset, yada, yada?
Yada, yada, yada. A little Seinfeld here. But yes, my thing is one game where you give up a lot of goals and maybe you don't look as good, as sharp. Okay, let's throw you back in it. 2, then you have a decision to make. Let's throw you back in it and let's see. Now it's been 3 games where Levi's given up more goals, not as steady in the net as you want. Yeah, okay, let's spend some time to practice here and go back to the basics. And that's the other thing. Don't go out there and overcomplicate things and say, I got to work on my, extra super charge, overlap, reverse VH. No. That's not what I'm talking about. Don't go into like all these crazy details. Simple. Movement, shot, save, rebound. Movement, shot, save, rebound. Get the basics and the foundations back to where you need them to be.
So we'll keep close tabs on the Amerks this weekend. Obviously, they've had the trickle-down effect of not having their top scorers, but they have found a way offensively to get that production from many players like Lecision and Kuntar. And, I mean, it really has been quite the effort. And keep in mind that their leading point getter is not a forward. So while we have spent so much time talking about Roseanne and Austlin lately, their top scorer is defenseman Zach Jones, who's up with the Sabres and hasn't been playing. So, you know, this is all part of, you know, trying to put together a lineup, which Michael Leone is doing with Rochester right now. And if the goaltending had been just a hair better in the past week, they might still be at the top of the division. Instead, they're a little closer to 500 right now with all the goals against over the last three, four games. So last night, NHL, busy night. Sabres, Avalanche kind of came down to the last few minutes before the Avs separated and ultimately won 6-3. Dazzled and disturbed. What place are you in after what you witnessed last night?
So the place I'm in right now, and I'm going to like let producer Sam go to Tim Stützle. I don't know if we have any viz of Tim Stützle, but he started the season with 2 goals in 9 games. And now he's got 8 goals over the last 9 games, and he was buzzing in that game for the Ottawa Senators. He got that goal late to go up against Corpusello and the Boston Bruins. And Duffer, you know that Tim Stützle has probably the ugliest tape job in the league, right? Like, he has that little strip of tape, like, in the middle. It's not even around the blade or whatever. Well, my investigative journalism skills, last night I'm watching the highlight in the game, and I'm like, wait a second, Tim Stützle, he's got a Jeff Skinner almost sleeve, like, from the heel all the way to the toe of tape. What is going on? So I went on Getty Images and started looking at frame by frame of games, and he was 2 goals in 9 games, and then in the middle of a game against Boston late October, he changed his tape job, and now he's tied with Leo Carlson in the last 9 games with 8 goals in the NHL. Like, a tape job can go a long way, people. I'm telling you. That's what the key and the dazzling aspect of Tim Stützle is going on right now.
Sammy, keep that in mind when you need to help keep our show together.
The tape job.
Throw some
tape on it. It's all about the tape job.
And it's funny you mentioned that exact time period, because now I think you know the answer. But over the last 3 weeks, and Stützle is in this group, can you name the other players? There's 10 players in the league over the last 3 weeks that have scored 8 goals or more. Can you name them?
Well, I know it was Stützle and Leo Carlson since October 27th, but there was a bunch of other ones at 7, which would have been over that frame, 8 goals or more.
Celebrini, Carlson.
Yeah, Celebrini, Bedard.
Carlson, Bedard, Gauthier, Stützle, Dreisaitl, Sam Reinhardt, who has 8 in his last 9, McKinnon, Brad Marchand, who has 8 in his last 8, and there's one guy who has more. It's Morgan Geeky with 9, and it's amazing that you just mentioned the stick and tape and change that Stützle presented. There was a terrific article on The Athletic in the last week about Morgan Geeky and the sticks that he uses and how he'll use like a different pattern of like a different star player in warmups or whatever to get a different feel and then go back to something that he likes. But he just wants to, it's almost like reaffirm what he does like and have just an idea of how differently it can feel. I was like, what a beautiful piece.
So. When it works, it works. So, but when it doesn't work, it's almost playing in your mind a little bit too much, right? So Chris Gratton was like that. So Chris Gratton had like 5 sticks on the stick rack and all of them at a different length. Mm-hmm. He'd get on the power play. He goes, I need my power play stick. Well, which one is that? It's the shorter one because I need the stick handle better. Then it would be like 5-on-5. I need that one. Penalty kill. If he ever gotten on a penalty kill, it was a long one. Like, okay, come on, dude. Like, just stick to one goal, one stick, right? So, but for some others, like Morgan Geeky, having a different feel, depending on, guys do that too, depending on where they play, different flex. Mm-hmm. You're going to go play in Florida, the ice is a little stickier, you want a stiffer stick because the flex get caught on the ice a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Playing, you know, in Edmonton, good, better ice, you want a lower flex. Like, guys do that a lot, too, with the flex of their sticks.
It's amazing because I don't think it ever leaves you once you have the equipment in your hands. And that's the beauty of the game. You fall in love with it for a million reasons. And we'd love your kid's journey in hockey to start right here. Our Learn to Play program includes a full set of gear, 6 weeks of instruction, and a ticket voucher presented by Well Now Urgent Care. So no experience needed for this. You can upgrade to Team Tuck. And your child can skate at KeyBank Center with Alex Tuck. Register now at sabres.com/learn-to-play. Shayna Goldman, straight ahead. It is Friday, after all, here on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.